The Tale of Smiling Village. Nestled between rolling hills and lush green forest was the small village of Chintapur. It was known for its hard-working people who prided themselves on their craft of weaving the finest silk in the entire kingdom. However, there was one peculiar thing about Chintapur. Its people had forgotten how to laugh. No one knew exactly when it had happened, but the village had become a quiet place where smiles were rare and laughter rarer still. The village elder, Baba Hari, was the only one who remembered the days when Chintapur echoed with the sound of laughter. He would sit on his wooden chair under the old banyan tree and tell stories to the few who would listen. But even his stories, once known to make the sternest of the faces crack into a smile, were met with the nods and polite silence now. One day, a wandering minstrel named Golu came to Chintapur. Golu was a traveler known far and wide for his humor, songs, and jest. With a twinkle in his eye and a song on his lips, he'd lift spirits of anyone who crossed his path. But Chintapur was different. As Golu strolled into the marketplace, strumming his tambourine and singing a funny tune about a clumsy sheep, he noticed that the villagers merely glanced at him, shook their heads, and went about their business. Golu was puzzled. He stopped a young boy named Arjun, who was carrying a basket of mangoes on his head. "Young friend," said Golu, "why is this village so quiet? It's as if even the sparrows have forgotten how to chirp." Arjun sighed. "That's just the way it is, sir. People here don't laugh. They don't even smile much. My father says laughter is a waste of time." Golu's eyes widened in shock. "Laughter? A waste of time? Why, laughter is the sunshine for the soul," said Golu. He put down his tambourine, a plan already forming in Golu's mind. "This village is in need of great reminder, and I, Golu, the great jester, I'm here to bring it." Golu made his way to the square and climbed onto the fountain. He clapped his hands, producing a sound so sharp that it made the nearby pigeons flutter in surprise. The villagers stopped and turned, frowns creasing their foreheads. People of Chintapur, Golu announced, I challenge you all to an event tomorrow that will change your lives. It will be the first ever day of laughter, said Golu. Whispers spread like a ripple. Some scoffed, others shook their heads, and a few, like Arjun, watched with curiosity. Baba Hari, who had been listening from the steps of the temple, stood and nodded approvingly. This Golu may be just what Chintapur needs, he muttered to himself. The next day, the villagers gathered reluctantly in the square. Children clung to their mother's skirts, and the blacksmith crossed his arms, unimpressed. The air was filled with cautious anticipation. Golu emerged wearing an oversized hat with bells and carrying a large sack. He threw a handful of glittering petals into the air and began his performance. He told stories of talking parrots who mixed up their own words, kings who tried to dance and stumbled over their robes, and a sheep that thought it was a dog and tried to bark. At first, there was a silence. The weaver's apprentice rolled his eyes, and the school teacher pursed her lips, suppressing any hint of amusement. But then an unexpected sound cut through the quiet. A giggle. Little Mona, the blacksmith's daughter, burst into laughter at Golu's imitation of the sheep barking. Golu's eyes twinkled as he pointed to her. Ah, we have a brave heart among us. Who else dares to let the laughter out? Said Golu to the villagers. Mona's giggle seemed to break a spell. Soon, the children began laughing, their high-pitched giggles mingling with Golu's deep belly laughs. The adults exchanged glances, hesitant, smile forming. The cobbler chuckled as Golu slipped and pretended to catch his hat with an exaggerated clumsy dance. Baba Hari laughed until tears ran down his wrinkled cheeks. Seeing the joy spread, Arjun couldn't help himself. He let out a laugh that sounded rusty at first, but soon became full and bright. The sound of laughter rolled through Chintapur like a wave, washing over every stone and brick. Every heart that had forgotten what it meant to feel light. Golu finished his performance with a bow, his face glowing. "Now, people of Chintapur, tell me, does laughter feel like a waste of time?" asked Golu. "No," cried the villagers in unison. From that day on, Chintapur was never the same. The sound of looms clacking now mixed with the laughter of the workers who shared jokes and stories as they worked together. The children played games that echoed with giggles, and even the stern school teacher was known to crack a smile every now and then. Baba Hari took it upon himself to tell stories every evening under the banyan tree, and he always saved a spot for Golu, who stayed in the village for many months. The elder would say, "Laughter is like a medicine that doesn't come in a bottle. It's a remedy we make ourselves, and it's always free." As for Arjun, he became known as village's most enthusiastic storyteller. Inspired by Golu, of course, he created new tales full of clever monkeys, wise turtles, and bumbling kings that kept everyone laughing for years to come. And so, Chintapur, once a village without laughter, became a village with laughter at its heart. A place where joy was shared and every echo of a laugh was a reminder that even in the busiest, most serious times, a smile could be the simplest yet most powerful gift of all the things in this world. And that is how Chintapur rediscovered its laughter back after several years.